Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Flawn. Here is our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Chaldoon.
Hello there, sir. Happy Easter to you and to everybody out there.
Yes, absolutely. Same back at you. Busy, busy, you know, week for us in the Catholic Church because we have lots of services and stuff. I'm at St. Patrick's Cathedral because I do all the broadcasting from there for TV, for our network, and for radio, for Sirius XM, too, for that matter. So, yeah, I've been there since Wednesday. I'm going to head out to Long Island, where I live today, and say Mass out there, too. So it's going to be fun. It's a good day.
It's going to be fun. And it's kind of funny that, you know, everybody looks forward to having this time off. A lot of kids have spring break and stuff, but this is busy season for you.
And it's the best day of the entire Christian calendar, bigger than even Christmas. This is, the big thing that makes sense, makes our lives make sense. So it's a really important day for us. A beautiful day, a great day to celebrate. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. I was the preacher at Good Friday this year, the seven last words of Christ, which is like the biggest of the services at St. Patrick's. I was like, oh, I can't believe that the cardinal asked me to be the preacher. What? But anyway, it went well, though. We did good. So it was fun. And I think they were actually going to make a book out of my homilies.
Oh, that is. So that'll be, that'll be
get
great.
Ready. Hey, get ready. I'll be handing you a book again.
That'll be what, your third book?
That will actually be, it's one, fourth? Two, three, fourth. That's my fourth book.
There you go.
Yeah. And, people say, oh, you must get rich from books. Oh, no. Yeah. Nothing. So, don't worry about that. It's funny. So are you doing anything special for Easter or what?
Nope. Just staying home.
All right. But that's what we're doing. We're celebrating Easter together today on Religion and Rock. I think all of us, one way or another, celebrate, in some way. And I mean, I'm going to go see my dad and I'll have like a little baby Easter with him. Maybe we'll eat a chocolate bunny at the nursing home. But then I'm going to go with some friends, so it'll be all right. It'll work out fine.
It'll be nice, quiet. I mean, I did drag out all the Easter decorations and people
my
Easter
God,
decorations.
Did you really?
My mom decorated the house for every holiday, and she didn't go nuts. She went crazy, but it was nice growing up with that. So we had Easter themes and 4th of July, Memorial Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving. But I have like 10 boxes of Easter stuff that I can put out.
Cool.
And it's kind of to honor the day and to honor my mom and to kind of reflect on, what an important day. Like you said, this is really the biggest day in the calendar.
Yeah, it's a huge one for us. And, it's a great day, too, because people come out to church today. Mm-hmm. And that's a great, great gift. Like, we have so many people who will come to our parish today where I live that we actually are using a chapel at the Catholic cemetery next door, too, for the overflow. Because we just don't have enough room to have everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm celebrating a couple of masses there, too. So it'll kind of be fun. I say this every year, but I really believe this. Like, I love that the Easter Bunny doesn't win,
Yes.
Like, even the Easter Bunny, nothing wrong with the Easter Bunny. I love eating one. But at the same time, it's got to be about the faith. It's got to be about the resurrection today. And that's what we recognize. It's Resurrection Day. In some parts of the world, by the way, tomorrow, Monday, is as big a day as Easter. Like, over in Europe and a lot of places in the South America and all of that, Caribbean, Easter Monday's a big day. It's a day off. Yeah, nobody goes to work.
No,
it's a big party day. It's kind of like a 4th of July-ish kind of thing.
For us, it's the holidays over, get back to work.
Yeah, I think, we're going to give off Monday because we're a Catholic institution, so that's good. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think, it's sort of, we got to find the juice to celebrate Easter. And it's a great day to do that. So hopefully you're with family and friends today. Hopefully you're just kind of centered on what this is all about. You want to get in the Easter mood? Well, stick around with us because we're celebrating that today on Religion and Rock, the gift of Easter, how important that is in our lives and many, many different ways in which we're called to celebrate the resurrection every day. Here's Sheryl Crow. This is called Rise Up.
We take one step, one tiny step.
The sun's gonna rise.
good one to start with. Sheryl Crow, Rise Up. I think in our own lives, we have to rise above turmoil. We have to rise above sadness. We have to rise above dismay and recognize the power of what the resurrection's about. I mean, that's what Easter's about. The fact that it doesn't end here, but also the fact that it doesn't end in despair, that it doesn't end in turmoil. It doesn't end in disaster, but God is with us in our lives. There's something great about recognizing that. And it's hard to see sometimes when we're in the middle of tough times, when we're in the middle of things that are not good. You know, we say, well, this is it. Look at this horrible life I have. Then now and then we get that wake-up call. We realize, hey, wait a minute, things are not as bad as I thought. You know what? We're going to rise above that. The gift of the resurrection, the gift of Easter, is that reminder that we do. Somehow we heal. Somehow we get up the next day. Somehow it all comes together. That, in a sense, is a miracle. And that's the miracle that we participate in this day. This has changed our lives forever. And we're called to celebrate it every day and be grateful to God, really, for that gift that helps us to rise up. And that's why we gather together with people today. That's why we go to church, to recognize that it doesn't end in despair. Nope, it ends in that gift of being made whole again and that God helps us in so many ways. Here's Bon Jovi, who says you can't go home.
Says you can't go home. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
John Bon Jovi, who says you can't go home? That's the truth of the matter, right? I think about that sometimes. I've been invited back to places where I used to live as a priest. St. Agnes Cathedral was one. And when I started the Mass there, I remember saying, well, who says you can't go home? You know, there's something great about that feeling when we go back. And it's not a bad feeling. It's a good feeling. I don't know if you ever had that chance to go back and revisit a place where you were. It really is kind of a nice feeling. Sometimes it's a warm feeling. I hope it is for you. I went back to my junior high a few years ago, and the superintendent of schools there, Tony Cacciola, was a great friend of mine, and he took me back there. Man, it was so funny to be in this junior high that I went to, and everything was little, you know, everything was small. I didn't realize it, right? And when you go back, you say, wow, the desks are little. I can't fit in the desks. The cafeteria chairs are little. I can't fit in the cafeteria chairs. But it was a beautiful experience for me to go back to those days and say, wow, that's where so much formation went on in my life. That's where I learned how to be a good guy. How to forgive, how to understand, how to listen, and how to also speak up. Those kinds of things are important in our lives, and we got to be grateful to God for those homes, you know, the places we've lived, the places we've been, that help us to be who we are. It's a great gift. Here's Lenny Kravitz. It's called Let Love Rule. We can't do it alone. Lenny Kravitz, Let Love Rule. I guess that's a great lesson, isn't it? To let love rule our lives. That ultimately, that's going to feed into a lot of other things. When we're people of love and we recognize the love that's all around us, we also recognize that God is with us, right? And we start to realize that God is with other people. And so it's important to forgive them. It's important to have mercy on them. It's important to be understanding. It's important to be, most of all, patient. Those things are really important. I think about that sometimes on the road. You know, when we travel a lot on the road, all of us, and it's hard to kind of let love rule on the road, right? It's sort of like survival of the fittest, survival of the biggest car, and who can tailgate the best. But somehow, you know, Easter is a reminder that love has to rule in our lives. So can we be ever so slightly more compassionate? Can we be ever so slightly more understanding? And do we have to, like, play that game of anger and pain on the road, chasing each other down? I mean, it's about that peace that's such an important part of our lives. Some days I can do it, some days I can't. But I think it's about giving the guy the break, not so worried about the time issue, not so worried about cutting people off, and just drive, you know, drive for the sake of driving. It's a great feeling when we can let love rule. Here's the Beatles, Getting Better.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get
There's the Beatles or Sgt. Pepper's Getting Better. Interesting, you know, we are getting better all the time. Can you recognize that? Do you see progress in your life? I think one of the worst things that happens to us sometimes is we become stagnant. Stagnancy is a really tough thing because we can just do life. We can do the things every day that we always do, but we can kind of get stagnant doing that. And what happens is, you know, we're not really getting better. We're just maintaining. And I think it's one of those things that if we're not growing, we're dying. I remember that when I first joined the board of the hospitals, it was Good Samaritan Hospital was the first board I was on. The guy who was the CEO of the hospital and I were talking in his office, and he said, I'm going to tell you something, Monsignor, that's an important part of all hospitals. If you're not growing, you're dying. And it stuck in my head, if you're not growing, you're dying. But the truth of the matter, that's true about everything. It's true about our lives, our spiritual lives. They have to grow. And if they're not getting better, they're dying. You know, there's no maintenance here in this world. It's about kind of growing all the time and broadening the horizon, seeing things in a different way. this Easter is hopefully different than any other Easter, because every Easter has its own unique character. So we bring who we are and what we got to this Easter, asking God to bless it and help us to grow in getting better all the time. Such an important thing. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. Yeah, we're celebrating the great gift of Easter that has changed our lives forever. This is one of my favorites. Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood's a live version, Presence of the Lord.
And I know I don't have much.
Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood, Presence of the Lord. I finally found a way to live in the presence of the Lord. That's a great gift in our lives, you know, to be able to see that God is with us all the time in our lives. So it's not just when we're in church. It's not just, you know, when we're on our knees praying or with a rosary in our hand. Yeah, God is with us then, of course, but it's those other moments too, the struggling moments, the moments that are questionable, the moments where we're struggling and there's like, a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other. Like those struggles in our life are moments where we're called to recognize the presence of the Lord, that God's with us all the time in our lives. Sometimes that's hard, right? But I remember when I started doing this radio show 35 years ago, that's exactly what this show is about. I said that to myself. It's all about helping people to see the presence of the Lord in the music that we all love, but not just that, in our everyday lives too, right? So when we get it in music, why wouldn't we get it in our everyday life? Why wouldn't we get it in the cafeteria, in the restaurant, in the fast food place? Yeah, we should be able to see the presence of the Lord all the time. That's the struggle. Trying to figure that out and see that makes all the difference in the world. And that's, I think, where happiness begins to be found when we find that presence of the Lord. Here's Bruce Springsteen, Jesus Was an Only Son.
Well, Jesus was an only son as he walked up Calvary. Mother Mary walking beside him in the path where his blood spilled. Jesus was an only son in the hills of Nazareth as he lay reading the Psalms of David. He let his mother's feet. Mother, pray, sleep tight, my child, sleep well, for I'll be at your side. And no shadow, no darkness, no tolling bell shall pierce your dreams this night. In the garden at Gethsemane, he prayed for the life he'd never lived. He beseeched his heavenly Father to remove the cup of death from his lips. And there's a loss that can never be replaced, a destination that can never be reached. Light you'll never find in another's face, and see whose distance cannot be breathed. Well, Jesus kissed his mother's hands, whispered, "Mother, still your tears. For remember, soul of the universe, will the world end it appear?"
So many of Bruce's songs are religious in their own way and even Catholic in their own way, as Bruce is a Catholic guy. Interesting, though, you know, Jesus is an only son. Yes, you know, that is true in a way, but there's a link to all of us, right? That we've all become linked to our Lord in some way or another. And he even calls us kind of his family, right? The body of Christ. It said, you know, in the letters from St. Paul, it says we're all one body. We all make up this one body. So there's a unity that we share that's an important thing. So when you go to church this weekend, you know, there's something about that. Like you look around and say, wow, the church is packed. It's crowded, you know? I think we have 19 Sunday Masses where I live, and we're saying Mass in all these different places. I have to say Mass at the Holyrood Cemetery in the chapel because we just had to find other spaces to have Mass because so many people come out. And I always say, thank God they do. The Easter Bunny didn't win, you know? It's about the holiness of this time. So we recognize the link that we have to one another and say, yeah, it's still an important day. And thank God it is that we spend the time and find the parking spot and dress ourselves up and get to church. There's something good about recognizing that. It helps us to celebrate the gift that's all around us. Here's Phil Collins, Find a Way to My Heart. Find a Way to My Heart, kind of talking about finding a way in the midst of struggle, finding a way in lots of different things that happen in this world to try to find God's love. Phil Collins is a good example, stricken now with some serious illness, you know, can't stand, can't play the drums. That's a hard thing, right? When you do what you do, but you can't do that anymore. Wow, right? You can't do it anymore. So how do you still know God's presence? How do you still see that? I think one of the ways for Phil Collins, at least I've read about, is in his son. Like his son has kind of followed in his footsteps in the area of drums, and that's a great gift, right? So that's a beautiful thing. But there's other things that happen too in our lives. Sometimes we equate ourselves with what we do, right? So all we are is what we do. And then something happens and we can't do what we've done for so long. And we have to learn another way to be and say, wait a minute, I'm more than that. You know, I'm more than just a teacher. I'm more than just whatever I do. I'm who I am. Like I have other gifts. I have ability to listen and to pray and to be compassionate and understanding. Those tremendous gifts and developing those help feed what Easter's all about. The newness of life that we can find all the time in our lives to never settle. But look for that newness, because that's where we're going to find God. Here's the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music.
I'm a
bit of a no-brainer for us, right? Listen to the music. That's what we've been doing for all these years together. Yeah, listening to the music and finding God's message in the music that we love, in the music that we've come to know. There's something great about that, right? You know, classic rock is kind of a closed set. There's no new classic rock. Classic rock is the classic rock, right? That's what we play. So, yeah, to listen to that in such a way that we find the message in there, that we understand the message in the music that we listen to. There's something great about that, because what it does is it points us to other areas of our lives where we need to listen to our neighbors, listen to the people we work with, listen to the people in school. And in that new listening, we start to see God in our lives. Something kind of beautiful about that, you know? For you and for me, it's a stretch in a way, because we don't always recognize that. We don't always think about God's presence in the midst of a work day, in the midst of a school day, in the midst of, you know, going around the neighborhood or being in the supermarket. But yet God is there. So yeah, listening to music helps us to know God is there, but it also helps us to recognize that God is with us every day. That's part of what we celebrate this day and recognize in our lives. Here's Eddie Money celebrating in heaven this year, Peace in Our Time.
Surrounded by fire and magic, we long to be free. It's heating, heating up and down on the streets. It's a shame to be strong enough to fly with our love like a phoenix from the flame. Gotta have faith,
faith
to work it out. Faith and hope. Without a doubt, give us strength,
strength
to make a start, put a song in our heart.
Never gonna break down the walls and build a prison with the stone. Cause you and I know what love is worth. We're gonna build a hell.
Give us strength,
strength.
We'll never go.
certainly something that we pray for all the time, peace in our time. It's interesting when you look at history, the world really has never known perfect peace and harmony, right? There's always been struggle. There's always been difficulty. There's always been people disagreeing. And sometimes in history, it's more bloodthirsty than other times. I would say now is a pretty bloodthirsty time. There's war in different areas of this world. There are people starving right now. And it's a good time to be kind of aware of that, right? To recognize Easter is a time of lushness for us. We recognize spring and the growth of new flowers and all this stuff. We have a big meal. But also to recognize this day when we get around the table that people are struggling, that sometimes and somewhere people are struggling, people don't understand. And, to recognize that suffering is also part of what Easter is about, too, that it doesn't end in suffering. Both people in my immediate family who have died, my mother and my sister, both had their funerals. Isn't this crazy? Like 30 years apart or whatever it was, 35 years apart on Monday of Holy Week. Interesting how it worked out. But that says a lot, doesn't it? That it doesn't end in death. It doesn't end in suffering. It doesn't end in war. It doesn't end in struggle. But there's something more here. There's peace. And we can recognize that gift of peace if we work at it together. Here's U2, Windows in the Sky.
Shackles are undone, the bullets quit the gun. The heat that's in the sun will keep us when there's none. The rule has been disproved, the stone it has been moved. The grave is now a groove, all debts are removed.
That's Windows in the Sky, U2. You know, Easter gives us a window into the sky. Just that. It's incredible. We kind of get a glimpse of what's to come. The power of the resurrection. How everything's kind of made right. I always felt good when I learned about what we've always taught about heaven when my mom was passing away. And I said, in heaven, everything's made right. You know, there's no severed relationship. There's no sickness. There's no dementia in heaven. No, everything's made right. We look forward to that. We look to everything made right today and recognize because of this gift of Easter, our lives are changed forever. Celebrate Easter today. You know, maybe go to church. Wait online to get in the parking lot. It's okay. It's a great gift of coming together and celebrating the important moment where our lives change forever. This is a day, boy, where we just never want to forget that because it gives us hope all the time. So a blessed Easter and a happy Easter. Celebrate with me. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan. It's engineered and produced by the great man of Easter, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone. A blessed Easter to you and your family. And don't forget, say a prayer.